it's hard to describe because it's such a visceral feeling. I wouldn't trade it or change it for the world.
Michael Richards, a stay-at-home dad whose wife works, loves what he does. He talked about it while his little girl and boy enjoyed a New York City playground.
When I was 35 and somebody said, you're going to have three kids, I said, what are you, nuts? Now, at 56, $1 billion couldn't equal the feeling that I have when I'm with my children.
So this brought up parts of you that you didn't know you had?
100%.
Wasim Malaeb, a Lebanese-American grocer, comes from a more traditional culture where a father's love is expressed mostly by providing for his kids.
Making sure that they have a better life than we do. This is the love we give. Right now it brings like, you know, a tear to my eye when I think of my kids. You know, it feels so good to be a dad. I feel like I have gave something to life. My kids, they're such a great kids. I give them love, they give me more love back. When I come home, the minute I open the door, they run to me, and this is such a great feeling. I mean, the kids say, Dad is home, you know. This is a wonderful feeling. I mean, my kids become, Dad, could you help me with this? Dad, could you do this? How do you do this, Dad? Oh, how did you learn to do this? So I always asking me questions, and that makes you feel that, you know, you are a very important part of their life, and that's why you're dad.
Former presidential speechwriter Ted Sorensen agrees with that sentiment. Sorensen, who is often photographed with his three children at the White House, says every good dad must play many roles.
One is to love his children regardless of whether they meet all of his idealized standards or occasionally fall short. Another is to set an example for his children, an example of kindness and patience and doing justice at home and contributing something to the world at large. It's important that he be a teacher for his children, and that requires time. Even in my busiest times during the presidential campaign of 1960, during my years in the White House, I did all I could to have as much time as I could with my children.
In contrast, a night security guard named Cliff has had a hard time maintaining any relationship with his dad, who was available at home only occasionally while he was growing up.
We don't really talk no more too much. We just grew apart, and that's it.
You look kind of sad about that.
Yeah, but, you know, just got to move on. Had I had a, you know, a father all my life, you know, I had some discipline, not a, you know, able to talk up for myself. So some things a man has to do instead of just a mother, in my view.
Some believe that there is no inherent difference between mothering and fathering. Others, like Samuel Montoute, believe that biology and gender play central roles in parenting styles. He says, for example, that a man's deeper voice and greater physical power make him a more natural disciplinarian than a mother.
You'll see children playing up with their mums, you know, mum's screaming at the top of her voice and the children are ignoring her, and the dad grunts and everybody sits up straight.
What was your own father's voice like?
My father was from the Caribbean, he was uneducated. His voice was somebody who wanted to reach out and he didn't know how. So it could be quite a gentle voice at times, but it could be a very aggressive voice. He in turn didn't have a father, so he didn't know how to temper his voice. He didn't know how to temper his personality. He needed a father, and all his life he needed a father, as we all do.
Sometimes a father is preoccupied with inner wounds that make him hard to reach, even if he is physically present. That was the case with psychotherapist Jacob Gershoni's dad. He was born in Turkey in a mixed Muslim-Christian community. He was raised by a Jewish couple in Syria. That family later moved to British Palestine, now Israel. Gershoni says that being adopted was a stigma at the time, so his father kept his past secret from his children until they were adults.
He was at home, but he was absent too. And so it took me a long time to figure out that his quote-unquote absence was because he was in search of his own past. He was looking for his own identity. He was searching. He used to love to go to the marketplace in Jerusalem. And I can see why. because those are the places that reminded him of his own childhood. And he made friends there. And, you know, I looked down on it. There were times that I felt ashamed of him for doing that and not for being a successful businessman or somebody who's worldly or pursuing some elevated goals. But later on, I developed a different perspective about him. And it's a perspective of really acceptance of him with his simplicity and with his honesty and love for him.
Gershoni says that this love was made all the more poignant when his father passed away 3 years after their fateful conversation about his past.
It was a sudden death that to me was very tragic because I was living here in the States, he was in Jerusalem, and I couldn't say goodbye to him. And it was a very sad time for me. And for a long time, I was grieving his death. I refused to accept it. And once I came to terms with it, there were waves of longing and missing him, which continue to this day.
And you see yourself in him. You see him in you.
I hope so. Yes. And that's something that nobody prepared me for, that he's not here, but he is.
Dads, of course, also play a vital role in how their girls grow up. While watching her own young daughter at play, Karen Chatfield explains that her father shaped her adult attitude towards men.
My father was very protective. He was also very positive about me as a female, and I grew up with a sense that I was attractive to men, and also that men were, in general, very supportive and very kind and very nurturing. I think that that is so crucial for little girls, that she feels attractive. And I have had friends who lacked that, and I think then had a very different self-image and a very different experience of men.
According to 2004 U.S. Census figures, nearly 17 million American children are growing up without their biological father at home. Take a Father's Day message from 19-year-old Lee, who has never met the man he calls Happy.
Yo, if you have a dad out there, man, that you're really close to, you really like enjoying your company with, go out somewhere. Go fishing, go to a club or bar. I'm saying, so I'm talking to people that's my age and up. If you're younger, show your dad what it's like being a kid again. Show your dad what you like to do to have fun.
So a son's got a lot to give the father, too, huh?
Yeah, most definitely.
Thoughts to take to heart this Father's Day. I'm Adam Phillips, reporting from New York.